Welcome to the world of Tales from Davidstown, a brand new supernatural audio horror series. Episode 5, Doubts. Originally released on Patreon on July 11th, 2023.
Hi guys. This video is something a little different to what I normally talk about, but bear with me. I'm not going to mention names or places, but I do want to talk about mental health quite deeply here. Especially as a close friend of mine has been suffering a lot recently and she thinks she's a fucking monster. Bollocks! Come on. Get it together.
Oh, hey Jess, hope you're good. Listen, I can't help but notice your posting has been a little slow of late, so I just wanted to check in and make sure you're okay. The agency can't really manage your content without content. I know you like to drop those special reports on us from time to time, so if it's one of those, then great, that's amazing. Just let me know the theme at least, and I can get the freelancers making thumbnails, blah blah blah. Thanks, Jess, you're the best.
Ugh. What a knob. Yeah, sure, Carl. Let me regale you about this bullshit.
Jess, it's me. Look, I know that I scared you yesterday, but I really need to see you, okay? Because I found something. I think I know what I am.
Fine. Let's get this over with. Emily, it's me. I'm heading your way now.
All right, Sarge. You asked to see the forensics report about that car up on the moors. The one belonging to the Argreaves girl.
Pass it here.
Damn odd, this one, isn't it?
Odd? Why odd?
Well, have a look.
Car's internal damage. Smashed door, glass fragments, upholstery slashed. Oh, it's just what we thought.
No, look here. The additional notes about what they found.
A lens cap. From a camera.
And no such camera was found on the scene. But that's not the interesting part. Here.
Significant samples of human nail fragments. Split vertically. Like someone had pulled someone else's nails out.
All over the driver's seat and footwell.
Several samples of thick animal fur found in... Oh, this can't be right.
Got them to double check it's all the same case ID. It's all correct.
Yeah. Right, thanks for this. I'll shout if I need anything else. Good work.
Right you are, Sarge.
Fur likely to match for a large canine. Samples were unable to reveal the exact breed. What the hell? It's me. Get in contact with Dr. Paul Williams at the surgery and ask him to call me directly. It's about the Hargreaves girl. What are you hiding?
What a... shirt. Joggers. Jess! Did you get, my message? Where have you been? I've been trying to call you for days.
Why are you doing this to me?
Doing what?
This! All of this. What is this?
Jess, I...
After everything I've helped you with. Your ex and all that trauma, escaping Bradford. And now, all of this nonsense about monsters.
I'm not making this up. It's all true. The photographs.
Do you think I don't know what Photoshop is, Emily? I know what fake looks like. I see it day in, day out. I don't know why you're doing this. You need help, Em. Real help. There's an answer for all of whatever this is.
That's what I'm doing. Finding answers. Nothing else is adding up until I went to the Whispering Pages and...
Oh, tell me you didn't.
What?
Please tell me you've not been talking to that crazy woman.
Who? Me?
Oh, Christ. You have been, haven't you? Listen to me. You need to stay away from that woman.
She's been helping me.
With what? This book?
This is what I've been talking about! What I've been trying to tell you! It's not just simply a monster, it's a...
werewolf.
Yes. I think... that's what I am. Now. Christ, I can't even say it. Look, I know how all of this looks. Okay?
Emily, there are no such things as monsters, or werewolves, or whatever May has been telling you about.
It's all here, in this diary.
Just because someone has written a book about something does not make it fact, Emily.
It's a diary! From the fucking 1700s and...
I don't care when it's fucking from. Can't you hear how insane this all is?
I'm not... insane. I know what I am.
I don't know what this is, Emily, but I'm going to get to the bottom of it. And if I find out that you're trying to make a fool out of me...
Why would I do that?
I don't know! Don't you get it? None of this makes any fucking sense. Werewolves and cars, smashed doors and German diaries.
It's the best lead I have.
I'm sorry you're going through this, okay? It's that fucking woman and her books. She's seen you coming a mile off and put these insane ideas into your head, and I swear, I am going to sort all of this out.
You need to believe me. Please, please believe me. I need your help, Jess. Come on, you know me. I would never lie to you.
And that's what scares me the most. That you actually believe all of this. I want you to wait here. I'll be back in an hour or so.
Jess, I can't. I need to...
Emily, for fuck's sake. Please. Just wait here and I will be back and we will fix this. Okay?
I can't. What a shirt and jogger. Fuck. Joggers.
I'm sorry, but we're closing.
Oh, it's you.
You bitch.
Always a pleasure to see you, Miss Wilder. What do you want?
Emily Hargreaves.
Hargreaves? Should I know this person?
You know exactly who I'm talking about, Maylin.
What about her?
Stay the fuck away from her.
If memory serves, she was one who came to me.
I don't care. She has been through enough pain and torment for people like you to be putting ideas into her head.
You talk about her as if she has no true self. Like she has no idea of who or what she is.
What she is a broken young woman who needs to get her life back on track. And I have spent far too many days, weeks even, making sure she has a chance.
And I'll be damned if I'm going to let anyone ruin everything.
Jess, I think you and I both know I am not the one trying to ruin anything.
My name is Miss Wilder.
Jess, you want to know something? I find your steadfastness actually very admirable.
I don't care what you think.
No, of course you don't. But still, you should hear it. And you should also hear that I too am steadfast to those who need help.
I'm only going to say this one more time. Stay away from my friend.
And I will tell you this only once. Your friend will need all the help she can get.
What? Why? Because she thinks she's a werewolf.
She told you this?
Of course she fucking told me. You gave her some damn book that she...
Diary.
Oh, fuck you. Diary, telling her as much.
There hasn't been any person or book to tell her anything. She has come to this conclusion on her own. I suspect what she wants, what she needs right now, is someone to help her get through these thoughts and the feelings.
Someone like you.
Someone, perhaps. Like the sort of person who looks out for those in need of a home. An ally who would seek to rescue her from something. Someone. Monstrous.
She told you about her ex?
No, you just did. But the fact remains, she needs help. Not simply just anger and sadness. Maybe you should consider this, instead of marching into a little bookstore and screaming your head off.
You listen to me. That girl is sick, and I am going to help her. Actually help her, not give her ideas that she's a... Fuck me. I can't even believe I'm saying this. A werewolf.
Then go and help her. But be careful. You might find that in the end, it's you that needs help.
You better pray we don't need to speak ever again.
I'm not the praying kind. So...
Enough of this. Philippa, it's me. Get the video camera ready for me, will you? I'll swing by the office for it soon. Great. Thanks. You can't argue against video evidence, Em.
Thank you for listening to this episode of Tales from Davidstown. We hope you enjoyed your visit. Before you leave, we've got some extras you might want to get your teeth into. Did you know that we have a Patreon page? Sign up for free today to listen to our Behind the Scenes podcast. Join us as a resident to support the creation of our show, gain exclusive perks such as our graphic novel, never before seen behind the scenes content, and get super early access to new episodes and more. Follow us on Instagram and Facebook for more updates on all things Tales from Davidstown, as well as our website, talesfromdavidstown.com. Until next time, residents.